Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Late Mail Crew. Cookie here. We're going to be doing the Q&A tonight. I've got Floggy with me here. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Self?
Yeah, not too bad. Just a little bit of chaos with fantasy, with the harsh news today that came through late this afternoon that is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. So that's going to...
That's the magic number.
Sort of change everything, you know. It's going to, like, change the whole game. So we'll get into it. So the first question, Floggy, from Sebastian, and he's asking, who should we sell Haas to? He's asking about Carrigan or whether we go to a Hine. And also he wants to know for his team, secondly, with Hosking, would you play him in your 17 this week, or like, what do we think the minutes are going to be with him with Whitehead back, or do we think putting Hosking in a loop would be a better kind of thing to do?
There's a bit in there, so just
we'll start with
the Haas like, news first. That's probably it's the issue that most people have. It's a bit tricky because where I've gone with it is, well, if I've got to trade out a gun, do you go a gun? Because I think that's more, if you take a step back and look at those two picks, because Hines is another gun that you're going to want to get in anyway. So he's a pretty easy step to get to him because it's not going to take that much extra cash to get to him, especially he's on the down as well.
Yeah.
Or you go to a Carrigan who has to lift, because usually Haas and Carrigan kind of are the 1-2 punch of that side. With no Haas there, it means Carrigan's going to have to lift a bit. So he's probably going to be playing out a bit extra, getting a few extra minutes, because there's not really anyone else who can really keep up with that motor of Haas.
Just throw in there, from about an 8-game sample size where Carrigan plays without Haas, Carrigan averages 61. And he's played, you know, about 72, 73 minutes average in those 8 games without Haas.
He also scores very well when he out minutes Haas as well. I think he's going to earn some cash. Another one that we spoke a lot about in the off season, but it is a bit tricky, especially if you've got Cleary, which most do as well. Is Yo? It's literally money for money.
Yeah.
Swap. But problem is. With Cleary, you've got to have Cleary on a bye in round 5. It means that you are going to need both half and mid cover for that round. So there's two down. So you've really got to make sure you've got that depth there if that's the way you want to go.
Yeah, I agree with that. The second half of the question is around Hosking. So would you play him this week, or like, I'm thinking that he might get around the 45-50 minutes still, even with Whitehead there. I think he's going to be the big bench, or he could even come on 25 minutes in Hosking and stay on. So would you loop him, or do you think he's fine to play in your 17 still?
Yes and no. I mean, we've had 20 point scorers in our team in the first 2 rounds, so I mean, having a bloke who's probably going to get you a 30 or 40 can't really hurt that much.
I agree.
30, 35 is my magic number. If I'm doing a loop, then I'm all right if I get a 35 out of him. But I understand with his type of paycheck that you've got him in not to score that type of money, but unfortunately this was always going to be a factor when Whitehead came in, and next week, likely with Smithies as well, you're going to have them playing off the bench, earning not great points, but still earning you a bit of cash for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Because Horsbury's back next week. Yeah.
Yeah. So really, you got to look at who you got. So if you're in a position where you're actually needing to play somebody like a Flanagan, maybe a Hutchison, even some of those younger, cheaper guys in there, I would likely play a Hosking off the bench over those guys.
Yep.
What do you reckon, mate?
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you there. Yeah, 100%. Just quickly touching on the Heinz thing, like before people go and get Heinz, I would say have a look at your 14 to 21 first and just make sure that sort of down from your 15 position down to 21 position that you're not going to be too light on, because if you're so top heavy and then you're going to end up with blokes that are scoring 15 or 20 to 25 in your 16th or 17th men, like you've got to take into account the team balance before you would make that move to someone like a Heinz, I feel.
Well, this is like having a Haas out this late, this early in the game is where you're going to see teams really diverge. Generally, most people had about the same 13 to 14 players starting. It's just generally how it is, how tricky it was to select your teams up. And you could tell by the ownership of the players that are the people who are really playing and know their stuff, generally started with about maybe a bit less, maybe not 10.
Yeah, agree.
But this is where things are going to divert because nearly all of them had Haas. So it's going to be about, Griffo's here.
Yeah, Griffo's here. How are you, Griffo?
Yeah, good, mate, good. I just want to make a point on the Heinz thing. Look, at the end of the day, personally, I'm bringing him in this week because he plays the Tigers. And I think, obviously everyone's running a sort of a weaker, bench and reserves at the moment just because of all the carnage. I'm gladly going to take that if it means that I can bring Heinz in, captain him, and potentially him go bang and go 160 points plus.
Yeah.
That's sort of being a conservative estimate of what he can score this week, realistically.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing. And at the moment, I currently have Heinz in myself purely because if I'm going to trade a gun, I'd prefer to go to another gun. And that's one less I need to worry about later. And I did it with one trade, especially being the highest cost player. Eventually, the rest of the season is going to be about getting these blokes in. Well, he's a pretty easy way of getting him in. And worst case scenario, I'm trading a Payne Haas score. Who am I trading him in for? A Heinz score instead, which you'd think would be on par or given the matchup this week, likely to be pretty big. But again, I can also see there's a couple of cashies available for us this week as well, which I'm going to miss out on. So I'm going to have to miss a week. So maybe that's not the best thing. So at the moment, even for myself, mate, I'm in two minds on whether I go for the cash gen. I just go the two cheapies or a May and a cheapie. Going from there, I'll likely change my mind quite a few times. So I don't really have an answer for that one. But where are you sitting at the moment, Cookie?
I'm sort of in the camp of not getting Heinz at the moment. Just because I have looked at it and I don't like how my team is balanced with not getting him. I'm sort of in the camp of either getting a Carrigan or looking at the Tyrrell May route and getting Lussick and then looking to upgrade Hutchinson or Flanagan to a fallen Moses upcoming. Like I have a feeling Moses is going to go on a run where he just averages about 60 and I can sort of, get that for 250K. To 300K cheaper than what Heinz will be priced at and then spend that money elsewhere kind of thing.
Yeah. And you're on Heinz, Griffo? Or are you?
It basically for me comes down to like I've got Grant, so obviously on bye next week and I'm in two minds. I either get Heinz, for the points grab, and it basically means I've got no hooker cover outside of Levi, so it means I'll be playing Levi in my starting hooker next week. Or if I don't get Heinz, I can get Lussick instead, and instead of having about 80K-ish in the bank, it leaves me with like 500K in the bank.
Griff, we'll do your trades at the end, mate. We'll talk about that later. Just while I've got you there, I'd like to do the next question. So the next question is from Maddie Tibet, legend of a bloke. He wants to know whether you get Tyrrell May or Josh Curran. Now, I'll just start off by saying I think you have to get Tyrrell May. I just think if you miss the train and he takes off and he keeps getting 50, 55 minutes, keeps averaging mid-50s, it's going to hurt you not owning him. So personally, I'd get Terrell May. Is that the way you'd lean, Griffo?
I think so, mate. I mean, you know, usually in the early rounds, in general, you know, you got to go with the pack. And like a lot of folks, they brought May in after week one. But yeah, those that have missed it by a couple of weeks, myself included, like not to get personal again, but yeah, I'm bringing May in. Because, you know, with Warrior Hargreaves, you know, it's his last year. Yeah, he's getting on in, like a bit long in the tooth sort of thing. I don't see him being the starter anymore, like even though he's named there. I think, yeah, it's sort of like a changing of the guard. I think, you know, I'm not trying to disparage Robbo or anything, but, I think Warrior Hargreaves is going to be impact off the bench for, you know, 25, 30 minutes. The minutes that he doesn't play, White, I think, will play. And I think, yeah, Robbo's trying to, like, just prime May to just play some big minutes and you know, be the enforcer 2.0 to Lindsay Collins, you know what I mean? So
yeah, agree 100%. Floggy, the next question is from Ross. He's asking who should be the number one target if you don't have someone like a Fogarty. Well, I think we've sort of said if you can get Hines and have a good team balance, if not someone like a Moses, maybe in a week or two. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, like Ross is in the room now, so he might be able to speak a bit more to it. But he also asked this question well before the Haas news came out, so there may be a little bit of a change in the focus on things for him.
Are you with us, Ross, mate? Evening.
I'm in the same boat though, so Fogarty isn't someone I have, and we kind of needed to start with him, I think. So for me personally, I've mentioned it a couple of times, I'm kind of aiming along the lines of either if I don't get Hines, I'll be aiming at maybe a Brooks, like a step down. I think he's got a bit of cash to make over the season.
Yeah.
As you said, Moses is on his way down with his scores lately, but that's to be expected with what's going on with him. There's also the bloke that a lot of people don't usually pick up, but Ben Hunt's there too, which is also another guy that does score pretty consistently, but not quite in that upper echelons of half.
Just on Moses, Floggy, Lenty, good friend of the show, our para expert, he said that Moses had around, I think, 500 kick meters last week, but he looked in the game like he wasn't too troubled. Despite not goal-kicking after the first goal-kick, he said he moved pretty freely. So I think that is good signs. If you do want to look at Moses over the next couple of weeks, maybe just get another look this week and then go from there. The next question is from SurviveTuber Griff. He's asking, out of Chan, Finifuiaki, Levi, Hutchinson, Salmon and Hughes, which two would you start and which two would you loop? So personally, I think I would probably play Joe Chan and probably one of Hutchinson or Salmon, and then I'd loop the other two. How would you go about that, Griffo, with that question that he's got there?
Yeah, 100%, man. I think with the screenshot he's sent, leave it as is. Yeah, because Levi plays one of the earlier games, and it's against they're in New Zealand against the Warriors, if I'm not mistaken. So, and with how the Warriors play, they've got the big forward pack. They just come out just running it down the middle, sort of thing. Levi could easily make 25, 30 tackles in that first 20, 25 minutes. And if he doesn't score a decent amount, then I'd probably switch Salmon in.
Yeah, and Hutchinson probably over Hughes. Salmon and Hutchinson.
I'd go Salmon just basically. Oh, actually, yeah. Bulldogs play the Titans, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, either Salmon or Hutchinson, I'd swap in. In place of Bostock, if Levi's score is, sub 30s. But yeah, like Hughes is obviously making money, but until he actually is in the starting 13, then he's not like a starting viable fantasy option.
Yeah, I agree with that. The next question is from Lewa. So he's asking, would you trade Willison or Talau? Now, Floggy, with this harsh news that's come through, you've got to hold Willison now because he's going to be a guy people are potentially looking at in the next week or two. And for Talau, we've heard that it's sort of only going to be a 1 or 2 week thing. So you probably, if you don't need a wing fullback this week, you probably hold Talau in your emergencies, I'd say. Is that the way you see things, Floggy?
Yeah, well, a lot of people started with Keeney and Paps. So unless you only had Talau, which I haven't really seen that many with just those three, I think you'll probably have another wing fullback, hopefully, in place there. But, yeah, I think with the news and him playing off the bench, you've just, I think, got to keep both, really. Try and either... I think, again, these questions were asked ahead of the past news. So I think
yeah.
A lot of people's focuses and priorities have changed. But also it's going to free up quite a lot of cash to maybe go for two mids, a cheapie and a gun. Basically, we all weren't expecting this to happen. So we're now looking at players we weren't looking at bringing in this week. Obviously, and especially we didn't realise it was going to be as long as what it was as well. So,
things have changed. We had a question above from Batty as well, who was asking about if your team had Payne Haas, Hutchinson, Lukey, Keeney, Flanagan, Wong Satili, which two would you trade and why? Personally, for me, Haas has got to go now, obviously, with the news that things have changed. I think he asked this question from beforehand. And then the other one that I'd look to move on would be Lukey. So I think Haas and Lukey.
And there were some green dots you mentioned there, and that was before the carnage. So if you got a green dot, if you're looking at green dots and you're wanting to trade out a green dot this week, I think you're doing pretty well because not many people have that ability to do that. So I think anyone with a green dot, it's not really a question anymore. Haas and Lukey are both just starting their time off. Now's the time to move on them. Both of them are worth a pretty penny, and you never know. Wong could get called back next week. You never know. So whereas both Lukey and Haas they're out for a while, so they're the ones to move on for now. And then look at if Wong's still on the out next week, maybe that's when you move on him.
Yeah, agree 100%. The next one, Gritho, is from Huntley Hurricane. He's asking, who would you guys prioritise more this week out of Galvin, Finifuiaki and Lusick? He already has May and Levi, who is his hooker cover for Grant. So seeing that he already has May and Levi, personally I'd prioritise Lusick and probably Galvin just because I want to wait and see a week on how Finifuiaki is going to look with Gashevsky like on the bench. I just want to see how that rotation works. So I'd say Lusick and Galvin for me. Griffo, would you agree with that, mate?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Fine is, obviously everyone's bringing him in because he's cheap. But again, like, you know, Todd Payton is the new Ricky Stewart, you know, with his forward rotations and the mixed up minutes and stuff. Because, was it round one that McIntyre played like massive minutes or something like that? Like, we just, like, based on break-evens alone, like, Galvin's break-even is, I think, 1, and Lusick's is, I think, 12, and Lusick's a lock for at least 40 points, like, and that's, you know, that's just a floor. Yeah, if he gets a try, that's a 55 to 60 score again, so it's, I think Galvin and Lusick, and then we can wait a week on Finifuiaki because... most of us, I'm assuming Huntley as well, has got someone like a Wong or a Satili or whatever to trade out next week to Finney if he does end up scoring pretty well. So
yeah,
I'd go Galvin and Lustig for that, definitely. Yeah,
yeah, and it also gives us a look at Willison this weekend too, you know, just to see how he goes compared to Finifuiaki. That could be another option, as we said. The next one, Floggy, is from Mo. He's asking, bring in May and Finifuiaki or May and Lussick? So again, I think we've kind of answered that one with a couple of other questions. I would bring in May and Lussick and probably wait a week on Finifuiaki. Would you agree with me and Griffo on that one, Floggy?
These questions are also out of context. We can't see who they have, where they're light. Yeah. We can't really see that. So it does make it a bit tricky when we don't have screenshots as to what your team's like.
Mo's got his team there.
Oh, does he? I'll have to have a geese. But, yeah, look, I don't – all these guys are going to earn some cash. I think Galvin is the most traded in player, so it really depends on if you're looking for a pod in or if you're looking for the difference maker. Look at the matchups, which team's versing which team. And even in positions, most people are bringing in Galvin. He's a running 5'8". He's had one game versus a starting edge big bloke, going to get plenty of minutes. So and he's basically the trade in, is the swap in for Lukey. So if you have Lukey, you're trading in his replacement. So
yeah,
you know, in that time. He's the swap out, so it's really going to be down to what people are aiming for. But again, bringing in May and Lussick or May, like, but these are all questions that people had before Payne Haas. I think this whole Payne Haas news has really changed what
it's
people are looking
really
at.
Just trying to
so
expand the world,
most questions that's happened ahead of this. Are basically null and void, because I can guarantee you most people are.
Final question, Floggy, which is from Gazman. So he's talking about, this is after the Haas news, he's asking around that Hines question, being two rounds out from a bye, and he feels if he downgrades and loads the bank for later, like has, say, a few hundred K spare, he might need that cash to sort out the wing fullback dramas with Pap on a bye and Keeney needing to go to Campbell kind of thing. So that sort of comes back to where I was getting at, like, look at your team balance, I feel, before you, like, test it with what it looks like with Hines in there, but then also test it as to what it looks like without Hines, because you don't, like, you need to have the cash to keep enough strength in that wing fullback, in those interchange 14 to 21 spots, I feel, as well, Floggy.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's really depends on what you think is going to be more beneficial for you. It certainly makes sense to bring a gun in. At the same time, by bringing Hines in, you're giving up on some cash generation, which is pretty hard yakka this year. So, like I said, I've got Hines in, likely going to change it out at the end of this anyway. But it's basically people are going to have to decide whether Haas is a set and forget player.
Yeah,
don't have to worry about it. Do you change him to do you trade him to somebody in the same mold, or do you look at the cash generation, build up the bank a bit, and then this is all, like, Haas is coming back as well. So you've also got to consider the fact that at some stage in this season you need to bring Haas back in. So you also need to remember that that's a factor that you need to remember and plan for. And not only that, when he comes back, it's going to be just ahead of Origin 2. So you're going to have to really get that nailed this year, and that's going to, I think, dictate those top sides on when to bring Haas back in and how to bring Haas back in.
That's what I was about to say, is by the time he comes back, I think Origin is, what, a week or two away? So it's, I think a lot of people, myself included, are selling Haas now and have no intention of bringing him back until after Origin's done. So we're talking, what, round 16, 17, something like that?
Yeah, that's the way I see it too, Griffo, exactly as you see it, 100%. And I also think that the trades are just so important. Like this week, I wouldn't be trading green dots. Like, it's a week where, you know, a number of people have got 3, 4, even 5 red dots. So you got to address those that situation kind of first. And, if you've got green dots, guys like a Hutchinson, give them another week playing the Titans. And then,
guys like that, yeah.
And then if they don't do good, then you can look at maybe doing something about him next week. But I just feel for people that have gone the whole Hutchinson and Flanagan route, and I'm one of them, that you just can't get away with it too much longer. You're going to need to get someone better in the halves. And I just feel with the value in the mids that you might be able to get away with having like a mids of like a Cotter and a Terrell May and a Cheese, Brandon Smith, just for like the next month or so kind of thing, because we don't have that value in the halves, if you get what I'm saying, Griffin.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, yeah, we, everyone, like all the serious players, we've all got the same cash cows, you know, Hughes, Salmon, Levi, like, et cetera. And, you know, obviously in the next 6 to 8 weeks, you know, we're going to be moving them on for new cash cows. But
yeah,
basically at the end of the day, at this point, like the first, in my opinion, you know, I might be wrong, but the first 4 to 6 weeks, it's all about cash gen.
Getting 100%. The right.
You know, it's all about getting the right cash cows that are just going to go exponentially up in value. And like, I know you're against max trading and whatnot, but yeah, as I said, first 4 to 6 weeks, like it's sort of almost compulsory to do that, because, you know, come the end game, end of season, you know, round 17 onwards and stuff, if you don't have any cash in the bank, you can't trade in guns. So
yeah, I 100% agree. Do you have anything to add to any of that, Floggy, before we finish up, mate?
Bringing in Haas after the origin period, clears him out for 2 of the 3 buys as well, and he has a fairly decent run just after that buy round in round 19 as well. Unfortunately, they play the Dragons round 19, which likely he'll be playing Origin, so he'll miss that matchup. But then he's got a good 2-3 game run there. But then they've also got the buy round 24 as well, so it's a bit tricky to manoeuvre. But that's why getting Haas back in has to be part of your plan for the season, and getting that right is going to be key. So if cash gen's key, then by that metric, then Hines may not be the go. So then we look at these blokes and who's going to be a better fit. There's about 4 or 5 guys that most people are looking to bring in. A lot of these questions have been about them. So which ones are the ones to get for you first? And you can go with the crowd. A lot of people are going the Galvin May. Or, now that the Haas news has come out, though, do they do that anyway and bank the cash, and the Haas is one of those trade outs instead, which could well be an option.
Yeah, very well said.
It's a pick of 4 guys. Like, it's Galvin, May, Lussick, and Finiaki. So, yeah. Whichever two you, like, you know, or 2 or 3, well, not 3, but, you know, whichever 2 you don't have and you think you're going to make the most money, then they're who you pull the trigger on. So,
yeah, thanks for joining us, guys. And I wish you all the best this week, and we'll chat to you again next week. Bye for now.